Another Path by H. Sivinian, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Her mom didn't say a word, but Niall saw the bleak look when she brought home the recruitment pamphlets. They pushed so hard all the time, calling her out of class and promising her the world, and she knew the cost, but college was so expensive. But she looked up at the right time and saw her mom's face, and Niall threw them away the next morning. College is hard. She's got good grades, and she hustles her way into a few scholarships, but not enough to cover everything. She works a part-time gig at a coffee shop and deals with scalding and screaming customers, and eventually gets the satisfaction of telling a shitty, whiny woman that actually she, Niall, is the manager, and sadly company policy doesn't allow her to replace drinks that were completely drunk. She picks up a work-study job at the Tutoring Center for English and Humanities and gets the joy of explaining to hyperventilating freshmen that you can't just either make shit up or repeat exactly what your source says. She gets a reputation among the ESL students, enough that a lot of them, especially the women, start requesting her specifically. When Niall asks Noor, an immigrant from Somalia, why, Noor shrugs. You're not white. You understand more than a lot of them. You don't act like it's too hard to understand me when I talk, even when you ask me to repeat things. And it's interesting to talk to you about religion. A lot of the Christian girls want to convert me or convince me that the hijab is repressive when it's my choice and makes me feel right. That sends Niall into a flustered mess of pride, but she tries not to make a big deal of it beyond keeping on doing what she's been doing. Her own studies range from amazing, class trips to the Art Institute and the Museum of Contemporary Art, to tedious, to fraught. She has to take 5 from a class on American history because a white girl starts crying during a discussion of lynching. Professor Andrews doesn't let it turn into White People Feelings Day, though, so there's that. It's the stupidest thing. Some dipshit decides to rob the coffee shop. He's smart enough to pick a time when it's only Niall and pretentious Stewart in the back, and dumb enough that he puts a knife to her throat and then jerks around hard enough when something makes noise that he must cut himself more badly than he does her. As far as she can tell, they both pass out, and after Stewart has hysterics and calls the ambulance, she wakes up fine, but bloody, with an ungodly biohazard mess to clean up before the shop can reopen. It's a long day. The ambulance people can't find a wound on her, and the shop owner, Mary Beth, helps with cleanup, then sends them home to recover. Niall falls into a fitful sleep and dreams. The end.